Cootie's been on the job now several weeks. Sure. I guess your early impressions and your early thoughts on how things have gone.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've watched him in action a lot longer than the media. But no, I've been very pleased. I think he used the term aggressive, but I think it's more just that we're more active, we're participating in things that we haven't in the past. And I think, and we're not going to sign everybody. And obviously, with the salary cap, there's limitations. But I think he's looking at every avenue to try to improve the team. Obviously, time will tell how we've made a couple pretty major decisions, both in terms of, releasing some players or allowing players to leave in free agency. And then obviously a few signings and a trade as well, but no, I'm very pleased with what Brian has been doing.
Mm-hmm. Things have changed a bit in terms of where that salary cap has gone. Is this a smarter approach now based on the way the game is?
Yeah, Ted did a hell of a job for us, and I think the perception is that he never did anything in free agency, but we wouldn't have won a Super Bowl without Charles Woodson. And so, he did some very good things. And, obviously Brian spent a lot of time underneath Ted and has been trained by him. So, but he's his own person too. And, as I said, time will tell, but I'm optimistic that some of the changes that we've made will really, turn out to be very positive for us. I had the opportunity to talk to both Jordy and Morgan Burnett. I told both of them, that's the worst part of this business is, when you have players, like both of them, great players for us, tremendous impact in the community. Jordy, you couldn't have asked for more. And Morgan was the same kind of person, but Jordy was such a leader on the team. He's our player rep. Respected throughout the community across the league, nature of our business with the salary cap, and you really have to make difficult decisions. And I think I give Brian credit for being willing to make some of those tough ones.
Would you have handled that any differently, given some of the negative attention that came from the concept that a lower offer was given to Jordy than maybe what was reasonable?
No, I think I think Brian handled that well. It's you're whenever you move on from a player like a Jordy, you're going to face that. That's just the reality. And I give Brian. I think he actually met with Jordy in person. He wanted to. It was some. I think Jordy may have been at a player rep meeting, so he came back and. So we wanted to make sure that it was handled well. We didn't, that's just, it's difficult. And, I told Jordy and Morgan, you'll be remembered as Packers, and we want them to come back and feel good about their experience here. And I think how you part ways, I've been around the league a long time, and it usually doesn't end pretty in a pretty fashion. I know the way my career ended, I was bitter for a long time. I've tried in the position I'm in now to work, in a way so that the players at least have an understanding of why decisions are made.
Mark, how has the Kirk Cousins deal impacted your discussions and your optimism, if you will, of getting Aaron's extension done this offseason?
I think that's obviously fairly recent. I'm still very optimistic we'll get a deal done.
This offseason?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I have confidence in Russ. And, obviously there's a lot going on with free agency and now the league meeting. So, I don't think there have been a lot of discussions recently, but... I'm confident that we'll work something out.
What are your thoughts on fully guaranteed deals and the structure of the Cousins deal in terms of what precedent it could set?
It's obviously very different for the league. I think you've seen in recent years an increase in the amount of guaranteed money and contracts. I think this is probably the first, at least that I'm aware of, that is guaranteed to that percentage. The other thing, obviously, it's only a 3-year, and so you know, it's fairly short, and you know, typically contracts like that have been probably more often five years rather than 3 years. So, but you know, I as I said before, I have confidence in Russ, and also you know Dave Dunn, Aaron's agent. I'm confident we'll be able to work something out.
Has there been discussions amongst your peers here where they come to you? Because Aaron's got a lot of leverage right now,
sure,
because of Kirk's deal, the fact he's got 2 years left, things like that, that there may be more in play here than just fully guaranteed money, and that teams are worried about what kind of precedent Aaron might set after they were all worried about what kind of precedent Kirk might set.
No, I haven't heard anything yet.
Are you guys concerned about that, though? Are there any things in there that...
No, I think, we're going to do what's best for the Packers organization in the long run.
Do you foresee contracts being tied to a percentage of the salary cap at all?
I foresee agents trying to get that, but I do not. I don't anticipate that that will happen.
Mark, is your expectation, though, that there's going to be... This is going to be a negotiation where there will be new ideas like Michael just mentioned or other new ideas that you will have, you know, Russ will have to work through with David?
There could be, but, you know, as I said before, I'm confident we'll be able to work it out. At the end of the day, we want Aaron to be a Packer for the rest of his career. He wants to play till he's 40, I think it's just... It makes sense for both sides to figure out a way to get it done.
Right. Do you have any opinions?
Kevin, welcome.
Thank you. As, I have to wait a few minutes, so I have breath. Jason made me run. Did you have any strong opinion on this defensive pass interference rule with 15 yards versus spot foul?
Not strong, yeah. But you know, having been involved for so many years at the collegiate level, the concern is that the NFL defensive backs are so athletic, so skilled, that they'll just, at the end of a game, they'll just grab receivers, and that's all you'd see at the end of games. Well, I've watched the college football, and you don't see that a lot. The flip side of it is, you know, that 50, 60-yard penalty is, you know, when a defensive back just kind of brushes a receiver, that's a pretty steep penalty. That's something we discussed at the competition committee, and it was split. So I think there's kind of mixed thoughts on it. But traditionally there hasn't been a lot of support for that.
And it doesn't sound like that's changed dramatically.
I don't anticipate that there would be a lot of support for that.
Is Mike on board with the clarification for the catch rule? Does he think that that's made this a better,
you know, we're going to meet tomorrow morning, but we haven't talked since the kind of it was finalized. But the preliminary discussions, I think he feels like this will be an improvement. Now, the bad news, well, I don't know if it's bad news, but the Dez Bryant was now a catch.
Right.
So, but it's not retroactive. So we would have scored anyway on the next drive.
Roger had said that. Right, there you go.
There was 4 minutes.
Yeah, and they hadn't stopped us yet. No, excuse me.
Roger said at the Super Bowl, he didn't want to add or subtract to the rule. He kind of wanted to go back to the beginning. Did you get all the way to the beginning of building this up, or did you just clarify by getting rid of a lot of verbiage?
I think it's going to be – it'll be easier for fans to understand, I think, and announcers. I think that's part of the problem when you're watching the game. Oh, that's not a catch, and then it comes back. And, one of the things that I think became difficult was going to the ground. And so, basically what it's going to be now is control, two steps, and then a football act. And a football act can be a third step. It can be, you know, diving over the goal line, diving to get a first down. So I think it makes it a little bit easier for fans to understand.
Do you remember that time Montgomery play in Minnesota this year, the touchdown?
Yeah.
Now, that would still not be a catch.
We looked at that one. I don't believe he had control and 2 feet. Yeah. No.
A couple more guys.
I don't know if it's a competition committee, but just as, you know, as a in the ownership position, do you think that the NFL's national anthem policy needs to be strengthened, clarified, everyone brought on the same page, anything different than what it's been?
You know, that's something. I don't think that is, there's not certainly, I think there'll be some discussion, yeah. Maybe, but I think maybe in May is when we would look at, you know, something more yeah. official or formal.
Do you think that there needs to be anything beyond discussion? Does it need to, policy?
I want to have a better sense of, there's been discussions, you know, with the Players Coalition yeah. and, you know, what's the status of that? You know, we want to obviously support players and, you know, what causes are important to them. But, you know, I see the other side of it. It's, you know, it's, and I got a lot of fans, a lot of letters from fans, heard from a lot of fans, you know, overwhelmingly critical of the position. So I understand that, you know, obviously it's it had an impact on the league and, so, you know, we got a lot of smart people in the room, so hopefully we can come up with a solution that that works.
Sounds like a lot of the owners have received a lot of feedback fan-wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like yeah.
Maybe. Have you ever, on any issue in sports, whether you're athletic director or anything, gotten that kind of customer slash fan feedback?
Brett Favre situation in 2008. Okay. So that was a little more directed. Yeah. I mean, but this, heard from a lot of military people, you know, and it, I think it kind of, in the far way, it really split our fan base. Mm-hmm. You know, this one, I think, you know, tended to be, and I don't want to generalize, but, you know, along age lines, you know, the younger fans, I think, were more understanding of some of the issues that our players are raising.
Under the new power structure where you're more involved in football, what was the day-to-day like for you during the first free agency trial run of that power structure?
It was. I guess I was probably in Brian and Russ's, in their offices more than I would have been in the past. But, just keeping in touch. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's really Brian's call on, you know. He really worked closely with Russ and you know, there's so many different factors. I mean, you know, you look is, yeah, we like this player, but at what salary? And, you know, there's injury issues, medical issues. So there's a lot of different things that you look at.
Last one, guys.
Did the corners fly off the board a little faster than you guys thought they might in free agency?
I think so. I mean, you know, obviously we made an attempt on Fuller, but that rarely used transition tag, so we wanted to make sure that people knew that you could make an offer. But no, there's a lot of time left before we start training camp, and we're going to be able to. And that's the thing that I think with Brian is, you know, he's going to look at a number of different avenues and different ways to improve our team, and you know, we've always, I mean, free agency, there's kind of the first week, and then, you know, as you get through that, and, you know, now there's a chance to still pick up some good players at, you know, a more reasonable cost.
So, Mark, have you tried to just more facilitate conversation like you kept talking about with the silos? Because, I mean, let's be honest, if your side as a business person were bleeding over into football, you would have made sure that Jordy Nelson didn't get cut because he's the face of the Bellin Titletown Orthopedic Center, and I mean, you're obviously not influencing football decisions based on business. So how do you kind of describe – I don't want to ask what are you doing, but what
are you doing? No, it's the main – I mean, obviously, I think anybody who's in a position like mine is, you know, you hire really good people and you allow them to do their job. And when doing their job requires working well together with others, you know, making sure that that's occurring. On the Jordy, what we have tried to do over the years is provide the resources to football so that they can make decisions based on football, not business matters. And, you know, and that cuts both ways. And it's like, If you think you need the money and we have it to sign somebody, you can do it. But we're also, you know, not going to say, well, you can't release somebody because, you know, he's really popular in the community.